Shasta Lake and neighboring friends. The Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR. On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Hey, Joel.
Top of the morning to you, Randy.
Top of the morning to you. Do you like it when you think your coffee's gone and then you look down, there's a little more coffee, and it's like, man, this is going to be a great day?
I do like it. Sadly, that didn't happen this morning, but I assume it might have happened for you.
It happened to me, and so I am set for the day. I'm so ready to talk to you. Welcome into the National Defense. This is so great. Joel Smallbone is with us. He is one half of the incredible Christian music group For King and Country, and there's a new movie to talk about, all kinds of stuff. It's called Unsung Hero from Lionsgate, and he joins us here in the National Defense. Joel, how are you?
Man, thank you for having me. Thank you for all the great work that not only you do, but all of your listeners around the world. It's an honor to be chatting with you, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. This is it's quite an honor for me. I love your duo. I love your song Joy. You guys have been just an incredible. You know, when people see the success, okay, so you got four Grammy Awards, an American Music Award, a Billboard Music Award, 10 GMA Dove Awards, and 17 K-Love Fan Awards. It's easy to forget sometimes, Joel, that, you know, you look at where you are now, and you think, well, these guys never struggled at all. Well, that's to make the other case. There's this movie now called Unsung Hero, and it's basically the story of your family struggle coming to America, right?
Yeah, I mean, true story, and literally true story. I've been saying, you know, that this is a story about my family, Randy, but it's really, and it's a story about our mom, who is sort of the unsung hero of the film. But it's really a story about the family, right? It's really a story about moms and around the world. But to be specific, I'm one of seven kids. In the early 90s, Dad was a concert promoter in Australia, so he would bring artists and bands down under. And he lost what would be the equivalent of about $500,000, basically lost everything, the life saving, house, the car. On a tour that went bad, got offered a job in the United States, six kids, one on the way, mom was 6 months pregnant, 16 suitcases, we moved halfway around the world, only to have him lose that job, and we really, you know, hand to mouth. We had no car, we had no furniture, we were sleeping on beds made out of clothes, no insurance, no way for our little sister to be born in hospital. We banded together, we raked leaves, we mowed lawns. That's really where the story picks up, and it really chronicles, again, my parents' story, because Luke and I were very young, my sister Rebecca and James' story, but it also is a kind of a triumphant story about overcoming and family banding together, community, the local church coming together, and really seeing miracles. And so we're excited to put family on the screen across the United States. Lions, catch this, Randy. Lions gets putting on, I think it's 2,800 screens across America.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, and Joel, that's so cool now. You know, I'm a huge fan of the Irwin brothers. We've had them on so many times. And, you know, they work, of course, under that Lionsgate banner as well. And I'm just so happy to see Christian movies, family movies that are good, good quality, good promotion, good everything. It's such a new endeavor. It's a novel idea, you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear you recognize it, man. I'm glad you mentioned the Irwins too, because actually Andy Irwin, who's one of my closest friends, he's executive producer on this. And what we've really found is there's been this great covering and this great rising of people like the Irwins or the Kendricks or Dallas Jenkins from The Chosen. Just spoke to him a few days ago. Mm. And so we've talked about this little brain trust that we're developing, if you will. And I think it's really proving that we're able to put these inspiring true stories, not just on streaming platforms, man, but to reach out into theaters and have a nationwide event. You know, there's a small chance, Randy, if people rally, and to you listeners, to you veterans, you know, I encourage you to rally this weekend. If we rally this weekend, there's a small chance that it could be the number one movie in America.
Oh, man.
How crazy.
Oh, wow. Would that be great? Yeah. We're talking to Joel Smallbone here on the National Defense, the movie Unsung Hero, which is out this weekend. And, of course, for King and Country, what a great duo that you have. And did you say that your sister is Rebecca James?
Rebecca St. James, yeah. My eldest sister is Rebecca St. James.
And also big in the Christian music world, right?
Correct, yeah.
Wow.
And that's how we're able to stay in the country, is really through her musical career. And the movie kind of chronicles her beginnings of stepping into music.
Yeah, well, I mean, for you guys to come through all of that and be where you are right now, I mean, obviously, divine intervention, but it must mean so much more to you now than somebody who was kind of, you know, didn't have to go through that struggle and ended up in the music business, right?
Absolutely, man. I mean, that's what I love about this story, Randy. My heart has always been with music, is that the closer you get to your own heart with your art, with music or a movie, the further it reaches out into another person's heart. And so, man, this film is about as close to home, literally and figuratively, as it possibly can get. So much so that I haven't mentioned this yet. I actually play our dad in the film.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so not only did I co-write and co-direct with Richard Ramsey, but I play our dad just because I wanted to be able to present the heart of it as honestly and as truthfully as I possibly could. So I've dubbed it a bit of an expensive therapy session, but all jokes aside, and it's really an honor project for my parents and for my mom.
And I'm also so glad that you're talking about your mom as the unsung hero here, because, so I mean, every mom is an unsung hero. And to shine that spotlight on those mothers and to, you know, finally give them their due, man, that's just tremendous.
I love that. I love you recognizing that. Look, I've said this is a story about my family, but this is really a story about the family. And maybe this is a story about my mom, but it's really a story about moms around the world and them feeling seen and known. And it's also an adventure film, man. There's a bunch of 90s music kind of plugged in there. Jesus Jones and Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, wow.
And so on. And so it's just an adventure, man. So we're dubbing this Friday, which is when the film officially releases. I think you can see it early as of tomorrow in select theaters, but it'll be everywhere on Friday. We're dubbing that day Family Day because, you know, we got Mother's Day in a few weeks, you got Father's Day in a few months. America needs a good family day at the theaters. So.
Especially our audience, man. I mean, you know, they're away from their families so much when they're deployed. And, boy, to come back to a movie like that and take the family and really celebrate the families. Like we always say on the show, everybody in a family serves. And so to celebrate that and to go out and see Unsung Hero, that's fantastic. Joel, thank you so much, man. I love the idea of the music, and I told Andy that too, because that's the other thing that they always get right is they put some cool music in there, which is another thing that they didn't used to do with Christian movies. So thank you so much, Joel, and continued great success. God bless you.
God bless you too, and to all the listeners, just know that we're cheering you on and grateful for your incredible sacrifice. I think from what I'm told, you can go to unsunghero.movie to grab your tickets. I'd folks would be upset at me if I didn't mention it. So unsunghero.movie to grab your tickets.
So good, man. Thank you, Joel. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford. The motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data. Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, if you like crime novels, you've certainly heard of our next guest, Don Winslow, and he's got a brand new book. This is the latest in the City trilogy, and it's incredible. His latest novel, City in Ruins, this is the conclusion to the epic crime trilogy, preceded by City on Fire and City of Dreams. And he's just written so many great books. Don, welcome to the National Defense.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Hey, before we get into the new novel here, we've had James Patterson on here a few times, and we've talked about his process.
Oh, great guy, yeah.
Yeah, just a great guy, and kind of talked about his writing process, and he says he has to write every single day. Is that kind of like you, too?
Pretty much. I write 5 days a week, maybe five and a half. I treat it very much like a job. You know,
yeah.
And it's a job I've always been grateful to have, so I want to show up for it. So, yeah, you know, 5 days a week I write pretty much from 5:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the evening.
Wow. I guess you got to it's kind of a muscle that you have to work every day, I guess.
You know, absolutely it is, and I think sometimes that's what people don't understand. You know, aspiring writers think that inspiration's going to sort of land on their shoulder from somewhere in a coffee shop. Where, you know, in actuality, at the end of the day, you know, you got to show up, sit down, show up, and get to work.
We're talking to Don Winslow here on the National Defense. And, of course, our audience, Don, active duty military veterans and their families, I mean, you know, they're, mm-hmm. they love any kind of crime novels, and especially your stuff, and this new one, City in Ruins. The city we're talking about here is Las Vegas, right?
Yes, it is. Now, let me say that, you know, for those military and their families, they are the ultimate suit up and show up people, right? So, you know, massive respect to them.
Yeah, thank you so much.
But yes, this book is in Las Vegas. The first book, because it's the last in a trilogy, was set in Providence, Rhode Island. The second book in Hollywood, and now we're in Las Vegas.
Well, speaking of Hollywood, I mean, you are Mr. Movies now. I mean, your novels have the film rights to the trilogy purchased by Sony. Austin Butler is set to star. You got one with Chris Hemsworth. I mean, this is pretty heady stuff.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much. I've been, you know, very lucky lately with these kind of things. Yeah, Austin Butler's playing Danny Ryan, you know, of Elvis fame, Masters of the Air, and
right.
some other things going on. So, yeah, I'm really pleased and excited.
And so when that happens, Don, how much control do you have over the situation like that? And how do you feel, you know, based on a final product, do you have some kind of guidance for them on some of this stuff?
Yeah, sure. You know, I mean, control would be an exaggeration. I certainly don't have control because, you know, that's a director's medium. But I do have a lot of influence. And I think, you know, we communicate maybe more than people would imagine. I read the scripts and give them notes. I'll very often take people out on location, for instance, and show them the actual sites, have conversations with actors and screenwriters and directors. So I would say some influence, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. We're talking to Don Winslow here on the National Defense's new book, City in Ruins. And this is kind of like your farewell tour now?
It is. I'm pulling the pin. I'm retiring after this book.
Wow. I mean, you know, you're going to get all kinds of mail.
Well, you know, for the most part, it's nice mail. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I've been out on a book tour now for a few weeks, and people are, you know, graciously saying very nice things and saying, please don't do this. But I think it's time. You know, this trilogy took me 30 years to write.
Oh, wow.
I was doing other things in the meantime. I've written, you know, 25 novels, I guess. But it just felt like a culmination of a career. Again, I've been very grateful to have, and so I don't want to push on that. So I think it's time to hopefully gracefully exit the stage and make room for other people.
Well, and exit at the top of your game. I mean, it makes so much sense. And do some stuff like, I understand you like to travel cross-country with your wife?
Yeah, how'd you know that? Yeah, my wife and I drive cross-country every year. We live half the year in Rhode Island, where I grew up. My dad was in the Navy there, and then half the year in San Diego. And so we drive back and forth. I think this is our 18th time doing it coming up.
And do you camp along the way?
We don't. No, I'm a wimp. We stay in motels and hotels. You know?
I got to tell you, my wife and I just started camping a few years ago, and because we had a couple of dogs and we would take with us, and we just came back from a trip to a place we'd never been, Bentonville, Arkansas. And I don't know.
Yeah, cool place.
Oh my gosh, what a cool place! It's the here? Mountain biking capital of the world. Who knew?
Right. I did, actually, because yeah. I plan these trips out. I'm a total geek about this stuff, so I did know that, yeah.
I mean, yeah. It is, well, literally the, know, the city that Walmart built.
Safari guy. But that, no, exactly. That's exactly it. You know, I spent 5 years as a photographic safari guide in Africa. And so I lived in tents for years. So now the hotels and the hot showers and things look pretty good to me.
Yeah. Road. Yeah. Yeah. We're talking to Don Winslow here, the National Defense. wait, and, were you in Kenya?
Yes, I was. Yep. Based in Kenya.
Yeah. I spent a little time in Kenya myself, and it was just amazing. You know, that's the thing that I think a lot of Americans don't realize, that don't get out and tour the world, because, you know, to see how great things are here, and, I mean, it's just like in Kenya, there's two classes. You know, there's either the slums and poverty, or the top end. That's it.
Yeah. I think we don't often realize what we have here. You know, we take it for granted, and then you get to other parts of the world, and you come back, and you're pretty amazed at what we have.
Absolutely, yeah. Hey, what do you think, Don? I know you're a very outspoken guy, and I appreciate that. I admire that. What do you think of all the book bans?
Well, I'm against them.
Sure.
You know, listen, if you're offended by a book, there's a 100% foolproof solution to it. Don't read it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Right. And, you know, if you're concerned about what your children are reading, as you should be, you know, then exercise your influence and your parental control. But that doesn't mean that other people shouldn't have the right to read those books.
Absolutely. That is absolutely what I believe, too.
Yeah.
We're talking to Don Winslow here in the National Defense. I mean, I don't think you're going to ever ban City in Ruins, but you never know. You know, James Patterson has had some of his books banned.
You never know.
Yeah.
No, exactly, you know, and that's the way it begins, right? We always kind of look and say, well, it's other people being censored, it's other people being banned, it's other people being discriminated against, and that's the sort of thing you heard in 1930s Germany, you know?
Yeah. When they started on Dr. Seuss is when I was, really?
Well, it comes from both sides now. It comes from
right.
the right and the left, and it's wrong from both sides.
Don,
and that's what I always say to people. Don't read it. Don't watch it.
What's the
100% foolproof?
It's so easy to do. What is the best book you've ever read?
Oh man, there, you know, so many. I almost hate to give a list. I think there's a novel called The Road Home by, sadly, the late Jim Harrison, that I think is the great American novel. If you're talking about crime genre, I think the best crime novel ever written is a book called The Friends of Eddie Coyle by George V. Higgins. If you want to talk about private eye novels, I would say The Long Goodbye by Raymond Chandler.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's always the collected works of Shakespeare.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm reading a book right now by I kind of like autobiographies. And there's a guy named Billy Walters, a legendary gambler, and it's fascinating. Fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You talk about Las Vegas.
I did an interview with him. Yeah. Exactly.
Incredible. Yeah. Well, Don, listen, man, so great to talk to you. Continued great success. Happy retirement. City in Ruins is the new one, and I can't wait to see the movie. It's going to be great.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Reading Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Reading Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at readingrodeo.com before they're gone. Reading Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Jonathan Frakes is with us. You know him as Captain Will Riker on numerous Star Trek films, TV series. He's directed a bunch of these, and he's also he's doing something pretty cool called purplestride.org. If you go to purplestride.org/teamtrek, you can find out all about this. It's a trek against pancreatic cancer and the PanCan Purple Stride. Jonathan, how are you?
Never better. How are you?
Great, man. This is cool to catch up with you. How long did you portray Captain Will Riker?
1987. After seven auditions over 6 weeks, finally gave me the job. So it's been good to me for many, many years. That's 38 years ago.
Yeah, really. And you know, once you establish a character like that, especially in the Star Trek universe, that's it, right?
Dude, it has been a gift that keeps on giving between the conventions and then learning how to direct. So I get to work on the kind of the next generation of shows. I worked on, Picard and Discovery and Strange New World, Lower Decks. So there's
and you've been on a bunch
Trek
of
is alive and well.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, I'm sure you've been to many Comic Cons and things like that.
Oh, have I ever. I've seen every dirty Klingon in the country.
That's good. I mean, okay, so tell me about your first Comic-Con, because I've been to a couple of these, and the first one that I went to, I was kind of blown away. I was like, I should be wearing a mask or something.
I know. They really are bizarre. I mean, you get a little used to them, which is weird in itself. I will tell you that the first one I went to was in Syracuse, New York, and the show had just started to air, and the audience was, to be generous, very skeptical about Next Gen. They didn't want an old English captain with a French name, and they didn't want a Klingon on the bridge, and they didn't want a flying pilot, and there were so many things, because they were, you know, Spock and Bones and Kirk, and that was their Star Trek.
Right, right.
So I was nervously waiting to go on in what they call the dealer's room, where they have all the, you know, all the swag. I was standing by a table. They were telling these little galoob action figures of all of it that had just been produced. And there was a sign, a disheartening sign at the end of the table that said, buy any action figure, get Riker free. I had that stuck in my brain as I wandered onto the stage.
You're right.
Kind of lukewarm applause. But ever since, I mean, since then it has gotten increasingly better at the con. But that was it was an auspicious opening.
That's great. We're talking to Jonathan Frakes here in National Defense. So our audience, just so you know, is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And, man, I know that's a group that you talk about Klingons. I mean, they are into it, right?
Well, so many military people have told me that, especially when they're stationed elsewhere, that Star Trek was often the only, not the only thing, but the two or three shows that they
right.
could get or that they had been taped of. So they became loyal fans. Also, the kind of Horatio Hornblower naval setup of the starship, of the ship,
right.
of the Enterprise,
right.
appealed to a lot of people and inspired a lot of people to, and their leadership qualities of the characters have been very inspirational to people in the military. And frankly, it's been inspirational to play Riker. I aspire to be as honorable and trustworthy as he is.
But the uniforms never caught on, did they?
Oh, God in heaven. Well, the last season of Picard, the uniforms were the worst part of the gig. Those spandex,
right, right.
tight, disgusting, smelly. Anyway, but in the last season of Picard, we had these cool kind of leather flight.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Right?
Those were cool.
Where were those supposed to be 8 years ago?
Yeah. Hey, what's the first time you saw somebody dress up on Halloween as you?
Oh, very early on. I actually had I stole a uniform from work, and a contractor that was working on the house is a tall guy like me said, could I borrow your uniform? And he went out as Riker. So
that's funny.
I personally contributed to that horrible cult.
Well, hey, let's talk about this PanCan. Now, you're the spokesperson for PanCan, the trek against pancreatic cancer and the PanCan Purple Stride, the walk to end pancreatic cancer, taking place in L.A. and 60 communities nationwide. How did you get involved on a very personal level with this?
Well, my late great brother Daniel Frakes died with pancreatic cancer when he was 41.
Mm.
He had turned yellow with jaundice. We took him to the hospital at the University of Pennsylvania. They opened him up with the Whipple, which is the operation they use to perform pancreatic surgery, and it's like a top of a carrying a bucket. And then they said, we're sorry. They closed him up. He said, it's too far gone.
Mm.
And Daniel will be gone in 6 months. And 5 months later, he was gone. And it was a week before our daughter was born, ironically.
Oh, wow.
And at that point, it was a 3-4% survival rate. Now, we're proud to say that it's up to 13%, which obviously still sucks. There's more work to be done. But this organization, this PanCan.org, has been amazing. And the Purple Stride event, as you mentioned, it's now in 60 cities. So that's kind of a big deal. And we're trying to raise $19 million. We got 70,000 people participating this year. So I got involved because of Daniel. And there's an actor named Kitty Twink, who was an old friend from New York, who has been on all the Star Trek. He's married to Armin Shimerman, who plays Quark on Deep Space. And we've had John Billingsley join us, who plays Dr. Phlox on Enterprise, and J.T. Kodo, whose brother was the showrunner on Enterprise. So we are now Team Trek. McKitty is a 20-year pancreatic cancer survivor.
Oh, wow.
And a giver of hope, so, which is astounding, really. I mean, that is an astounding phenomenon.
Well, yeah.
So I encourage people who are suffering with pancreatic cancer or have family members who are, to go to this pancan.org website. There's a whole support system in there. For instance, if you've gotten a diagnosis from a doctor that is hopeless, they give you alternative doctors who have alternative methods. There's support for both the patients and for their families. And the objective is to raise the awareness so we can find a marker of some kind, either in a blood test, something simple, to get to this cancer early
right. And
make it less. I mean, it's the second deadliest cancer. So there's been great advancement with breast cancer, with colon cancer, where if you get to it early, it's not as deadly. So our goal is to get into that range. So please come and help it out at the Purple Stride event on Saturday, April 27th, in a community near you. How about that pitch?
That's a fantastic pitch. We're talking to Jonathan Frakes here on the National Defense. And, Jonathan, this is so timely in my life because one of our great friends of ours, a couple that lives just really right down the street, she has just been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and has none of this in her family. And, you know, the first question is always, how did this happen? How did this happen? And they caught it, relatively early. And so, like you say, I love the phrase giver of hope because we have met a couple people now that are pancreatic cancer survivors. And man, it just lights up your world, right?
She got to it early, so she's not stage four.
No. They found it very, very early. And, in fact, her husband is getting a second opinion, this week. And then they're going to start the chemo. But, you know, any time that you hear about, even that you say 7 to 13%, but that's almost the success rate already. And so, these kind of things that you're involved in here, man, it's just fantastic.
It's great when you can see the difference, you know.
Right.
The last 3 years have gone up a percentage point each year, so hopefully with the success of the Purple Stride event, we can. And I'm told that 92 cents on each dollar is actually going into this research and going to the doctor. So if that's the case, I'm even more proud.
Yeah, that's fantastic. If you go to purplestride.org/teamtrek, you can sign up, find out if it's in your community, and I have to ask you about one more show that you were on. Were you actually on Barnaby Jones?
Oh, was I ever. One of my earliest jobs. And he was delightful.
Oh, I love it.
He was such a gentleman and such a wonderful host. And it was my second job in L.A. And he took me to lunch across from the studio and he sort of welcomed me to the business. He was absolutely a wonderful gentlemen. The show was a blast, and I remember it was an episode. I think we were doing a play in the show. It was a murder that was involved in the production of a play. Anyway, it was a great one of my fondest experiences because it was so old Hollywood,
right?
To have the same thing on Matlock. He took me to lunch and he said, you know, kind of welcome to the business and I hope you do well. It was a great tradition back then. Yeah,
that's cool. Well, Jonathan, listen, man, thank you for what you're doing with purplestride.org. Would encourage everybody to go there, check it out, find out if it's in your community. And, man, best of luck. Just keep it going.
Randy, I really appreciate your time, and I really appreciate the shout-out for the Purple Stride. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford. The motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data. Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Assembled with U.S. and imported content.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward Program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Pretty busy for me lately. I've got this show, The Baxters, on Prime, and we dropped 34, that's three seasons of episodes all at one time. And then I'm currently doing season two of Shrinking.
Yes!
And I produced with my wife and co-starred in a Western that we're at the Beverly Hills Film Festival this weekend. So we've got stuff going crazy.
That's a good problem to have, though, right?
Yes, believe me. Yeah.
You know, Roma Downey.
Trying to wake up.
We had Roma Downey on a couple of weeks ago talking about the Baxters. And, you know, how nice is it to have, like, a real compelling family show that everybody can watch? That's kind of a novel idea.
Yeah, well, by the way, it's all thanks to Roma, because Roma's the one who read Karen Kingsbury's books and said, you know what, this would make a great show. And so Roma bought the rights to some of the books, and that's how that happened. And, you know, Roma, working with and for Roma is magical. It's, you know, it's fantastic. And the show is, it's catching on. People are watching it, and they're finding themselves, they're finding that people who watch it are, can't stop watching it.
Yeah.
They keep getting sucked in, and it's, Roma Downey's husband calls it Melrose Place meets the Bible. And I think it's pretty accurate. Actually.
That's pretty accurate, yeah. Well, and it was one of the things that, you know, when I read the couple of, storylines in the beginning there, I told Roma, I said, you know, it's nice to have a family show that actually talks about things that really do happen in families. I mean, it's not just all, you know, Leave It to Beaver and, hey, let's make some cupcakes. I mean, there's some real drama going on in this thing.
Yes. Yes. In fact, one of my buddies the other day called me up and I said, how are you liking it? And he said, we love it. But he said, we had to stop. He said, this particular episode, he said, it's too close to home.
Wow.
And he said, man, he said, we can just so feel this. And I thought, wow, it's working.
Yeah, that's when you know you've done something special. It's on Amazon Prime. Yeah. It's called The Baxters. And your other show, where you played Derek on Shrinking, with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford, I got to tell you, that is one of the funniest shows I have ever seen. That's on Apple Plus, I believe, right?
Yeah, yes, Apple.
And that dynamic between Jason Segel and Harrison Ford and really the entire cast is just like, man, it's so out of left field.
Yes, that's so true. It's brilliant writing. I'd say it's the best writing that I've been a part of in my career.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It's super smart. And we're doing season two right now, and we're halfway through, and I can guarantee that season two is going to be really something. I pinch myself every day. Just can't believe it. You know, that I get to be a part of these two shows and I'm working opposite Harrison Ford. Jason Segel, are you kidding me?
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool. Let me
Ted McGinley here on the National Defense.
You get Harrison going on stories.
Man.
It's good. Yeah.
You know, it's funny, and we've never had Harrison Ford on the program, but, I've read some things about, there's a place, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and he comes into Kansas City, and goes to a small town just outside KC, and he goes, I think he buys like a knives or something like that, but he comes in and he frequents this little store.
Yeah.
And he's just like a, you know, they always describe him just like a regular guy.
Yeah, that's him. I mean, and he is one of those guys that would find out, where do they make that knife?
Yeah.
I'll fly in there and I'm going to buy. Yeah, that's him. He's very specific, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he's just interesting. Like he's just so interesting. He's been all over the world. He's got interesting stories. He's got really bad jokes. and I've enjoyed very much hanging out with him.
Don't fly with him. Don't fly with that guy.
Well, yeah. You know, he still flies all the time. I mean, he flies a jet. He's 81. He flies a jet. He flies a helicopter. He flies multiple planes.
Yeah.
You know, he's pretty amazing.
The guy crashes.
Dialogue.
He crashes. He walks away from it. I mean, he's just like, you know.
He's superhuman.
Yeah, I think he is. We're talking to Ted McGinley here on the National Defense. You were also in one of my favorite movies, Young Doctors in Love. I mean, if people have not
seen that.
I love that movie.
That's one of your favorite movies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if people have not seen that movie, I would encourage them to go back and watch that movie. You're in Revenge of the Nerds, Wayne's World 2. You've been in some good ones, man.
Yeah, I've been in some good ones. I've been in some bad ones. I've paid for my kids' education and put food on the table and clothes on their back. And so, you know, I've done whatever it takes to make sure that my family is, you know, done okay. And so far, so good. So, yeah, you know, I'm proud of the fact that I'm still around and that I feel like I've gotten a lot better in the last 10 years. So I like to consider myself a red wine. You know, I love my wife. We're empty nesters and we're having the time of our life.
It's the best time.
And so, you know, I feel so fortunate at this time in my life.
It's the best time, man. My wife and I are empty nesters, and we didn't take up camping until the kids left. And
yeah.
And it's just like, man, it's just, we can't wait to make a plan now.
Oh, that is so cool. Do you guys have a motorhome that you go in, or do you?
We had a motorhome, and we went to the travel trailer, which kind of gets you there a little bit faster.
Yeah, yeah.
We just took a camping trip to a place we went to Bentonville, Arkansas, and it's beautiful. Bentonville, you think, you know, Walmart, but it's like the mountain biking capital of the world. And it's just the,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the whole state is just, absolutely beautiful. It's like 75% of the state is natural or national forest. So, yeah, we just, you know, we take our two dogs, we pack them in and
that's awesome. That is really fun.
It's great.
You know, the other thing is that we just fostered a dog. My wife was part of this fostering group. And so we got a dog. I was away on a trip, came home, and all of a sudden we're fostering a dog, and then he never left. So now, you know, all we talked about was, you know, when our kids leave, we're going to travel, we're going to go everywhere.
Right.
And then we have a dog. And now we're going nowhere. And all we're thinking about is, well, what about the dog?
What kind of dog?
Well, he's a mini pin. He's a toy mini. He weighs less than 4 pounds. He's teeny. So literally, I take him with me. Like, my wife is in Ohio. She's from Ohio. So she was in Ohio last week, and I took him to work with me. And, you know, he just sits in a little teeny bag when I take him into the studio, and then I'll put him in my trailer. And he's so teeny, and we make a cozy little spot for each other. And, you know, it makes a day at work really fun.
Wait a minute. I'm guessing his name is Killer or Gorilla.
Okay. They left him. They found him in a parking lot. He was abandoned by a homeless group. One of those dollar store parking lots.
Right.
And so the taco lady truck picked him up, and so they said he wasn't quite a dollar, so they named him 50 cents.
50 cents.
So we named him, so now he's 50.
50 cent. I love that. That's great.
And he's famous. Yeah, so it's 50.
I love it, man. That is so cool,
he's
too.
So thankful.
Yes. Well, absolutely. And we've got two pit bull rescues that are equally thankful.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
really?
Oh, man. They're just the best ever. Just the best. But hey,
we have a friend that has a pit bull rescue. Same thing. And when you see them side by side, it's just hysterical.
Right.
Yeah.
I would encourage everybody to watch The Baxters on Amazon Prime. Check out the first season of Shrinking to get ready for season two on Apple Plus. Ted, what a treat, man. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I honestly am just honored to be on your show and honored to be in front of your audience.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The people out there that follow their politicians off a cliff are a bit of a problem.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Many pensions are down billions after the market sell-off from the tariffs. Could this mean pension cuts down the road? Some people out there fail to see the forest for the trees.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.